on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Rory Foundation has announced it is donating €100,000 to the Donegal Hospice. A Donegal deputy has accused Fine Gael of not caring about rural Ireland. The trial of a teenager accused of raping a 16-year-old girl in County Donegal has continued in legal argument today. And the contracts director of Regional and City Airport says access to the £2.5 million route development fund is vital to secure the City of Derry Airport's London route beyond May 2019. Those stories to follow on Full Plus More, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly. But first in news, following today's Dubai duty-free Irish Open Pro-Am in Ballyliffin, the Rory Foundation has announced it is donating €100,000 to the Donegal Hospice. The announcement was made at a press conference by Rory McIlroy this afternoon. Grace Boyd, chairperson of the Donegal Hospice, was speaking with Oisin Kelly in Ballyliffin following the announcement.
Got a call to come here today to come on behalf of the Donegal Hospice, and we're so excited to be given £100,000 just like that. And fair play to Rory, and as I say, John Farron was definitely instrumental in getting this organised for us.
And it's money that's going to a very worthwhile cause, and money that is needed to provide the valuable service. Did you just have an offer here in Donegal?
Well, of course. I think, to be fair, Donegal Hospice comes up with everybody in Donegal at some stage. Everybody gets touched at some stage with somebody, their friend, their family or whatever. And I think this is why we have come to the fore here today as well.
Meanwhile, Rory McIlroy says one of the main aims of the Rory Foundation is to give back to the local communities hosting the tournaments.
When we got involved was to try and impact positively the local community that we were playing in. So the first year we did that with the Daisy Lodge near Newcastle. The second year, local children's charities around Dublin. Last year around Port Stewart, and then obviously this year we're in Donegal, and to be able to donate €100,000 to the hospice is, I think, is a tremendous achievement, and it's really what we wanted to do. You know, make a difference in the community that we're playing in, and it's nice to be a part of that. So it's already been a successful week in that front.
Fine Gael has been accused of not caring about rural Ireland. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle was speaking in the Dáil today, where he challenged the Taoiseach to outline his plan to curb depopulation, increase local trade and create real and substantial support across communities in rural Ireland. A recent survey conducted by Deputy Pringle revealed local businesses in Donegal are concerned about depopulation and the retreat of rural services. He told Leo Varadkar government policy has ensured that depopulation continues to be the trend across rural Ireland.
Post offices, garden stations, GPs and bank facilities are retreating from towns across rural Ireland. This has a devastating impact on businesses struggling with new and existing challenges arising from the recession, which in turn devastated local communities. I'm talking about local coffee shops, hairdressers, butchers, furniture shops or newsagents. Businesses that will never be primed for export. These are the businesses that are largely left outside government supports, yet are the drivers of local economic growth, creating sustainable local employment across rural communities and helping to retain rural populations as a result. I carried out a survey of small businesses across Donegal and received over 100 responses. The results were striking and confirmed all our deeply held suspicions of current government policy, which is simply that Fine Gael don't care about rural Ireland. Over 80% of businesses I polled were concerned about depopulation and the effects that the retreat of rural services will have on their business. The message couldn't be clearer, Taoiseach. Small businesses thrive and local communities are thriving. Yet your policies have ensured that depopulation continues to be the trend, undermining local trade as much as it is undermining the sustainability of rural towns and villages across the country. Before you spout out a list of what your government has done for rural Ireland, tell me exactly how you intend to curb depopulation to increase local trade and provide real and substantial supports for small businesses across rural Ireland.
The trial of a teenager accused of raping a 16-year-old girl in County Donegal has continued in legal argument today in the absence of the jury. The accused, now aged 19, has denied one charge of rape and one of sexually assaulting the girl on March the 18th, 2016, after they met in a takeaway in a town in County Donegal. Donal Kavanagh has this report, which some listeners may find disturbing.
The court heard previously that the girl met the accused, who cannot be named for legal reasons, sometime around midnight following St. Patrick's Day celebrations in the town. She told counsel for the state that she knew him from school and they had kissed 3 months earlier. She said she had been out with her friends that evening and had drunk up to 5 vodka and lemonades, 2 green diesel drinks and a shot of Sambuca. She said the accused suggested they go for a walk, and when they went behind a nearby building in the town, he sexually assaulted and raped her. The court heard that she sent a number of texts to her friend during a break in the alleged incident, including messages saying, "Help, help, please," and "There's blood all over my hands." Evidence before the jury is expected to resume at the Central Criminal Court tomorrow afternoon.
The contracts director of Regional and City Airports says access to the £2.5 million route development fund is vital to secure the City of Derry Airport's London Stansted route beyond May 2019. Derry City and Strabane District Council's Governance and Strategic Planning Committee has heard that the airport as a whole will not be sustainable beyond next May unless the funding announced by the Northern Ireland Executive in 2016 is released. The funding has been stalled due to the current impasse at Stormont, but Clive Coleman says they are in a desperate situation and need political backing to secure the money.
That's the money that it's vital that we get access to in order to keep the route to London going and to help secure other routes into the airport.
So the funding itself obviously cannot be underestimated in terms of its importance. How confident are you that it will be released in the short term?
Well, we've been pushing the department. It's obviously they're in a difficult position. I think there was, unfortunately, they're saying the funding, the funding isn't available because the airport and the council didn't take the funding when as soon as it was made available in October 16. But it actually, no funding actually ever passed from the executive to the airport, and it was always to be drawn down into the future. So there's been some confusion over the funding, and we've hopefully clarified that confusion with the executive. But we are desperate to get that money just to secure the route to London and other aviation development routes. So the reason for doing the presentation to the council last night was just to help garner additional political support and lobbying, just to make sure that everybody's aware of the vital importance of securing the money.
Ryanair cabin crew from across Europe have handed management a series of demands over their pay and conditions. They're warning they could engage in industrial action like that of pilots if their demands aren't met. They've raised issues with things like rosters, pensions and sick leave. Charlotte Hall from the International Transport Workers Federation says phoning in sick can prove very difficult.
Phoning in sick is in many places actually physically reporting sick. Other bases, we have reports that crew are having to send in faxes to certify that they're sick. And if you want to call crew control to try and just call in simply because you're bedbound, crew will sometimes wait on the phone for up to an hour, incurring the charges of that call to crew control, which is based in Ireland.
Plans for the three-school campus in Buncrana are said to be progressing positively. A briefing meeting for Fine Gael members has told discussions on the acquisition of a preferred site for the project are moving forward. Once acquisition of the site is finalised, then the architects can be called on to begin the technical planning. Former councillor Mickey Doherty, who is set to be co-opted back onto Donegal County Council at its next meeting, says while it took a long time to get to this stage, he's more confident than ever that the project will finally come to fruition.
They're negotiating on land at present. They've found a suitable site, which seems to be suitable to everybody. But obviously, negotiations has to come into place with the landowner, and I believe they're in progress at present.
And do we know, in terms of the site itself, has this been one that was previously cited as maybe a suitable location?
And it may have been considered before, and again, well, as well, no, it always obviously has to go through planning, and which you would hope will be activated very soon. I would hope progress will move on it very soon now, because the Fine Gael government are totally behind the campus.
We do know that this plan has been over a decade in the making. You are hopeful that maybe a resolution is in sight finally.
I do believe on this occasion that it seems to be much more positive than previous years. I know that it has been hanging on, like other things, and kind of hung on for a lot of years, such as the Cockhill Bridge. But I would certainly hope that it will never outweigh the time distance on the Cockhill Bridge, and I would certainly hope that something very positive will be happening in the very, very near future.
A Midlands Northwest MEP believes that Sinn Féin should give strong consideration to backing and endorsing a suitable candidate to contest the presidential elections. Matt Carthy was speaking in the European Parliament in Strasbourg, saying the presidential elections should be contested. He says the suitable candidate should represent a modern and progressive vision.
What I would hope is that we would be in a position to support a candidate who will be progressive, outward-looking, somebody who will encourage a debate around the vision of our country. And I think that that would be a very healthy thing for our country and very healthy from a democratic point of view. I don't think it would serve anybody, least of all Michael D. Higgins, to have a situation where the position of head of state goes uncontested for a 14-year period. I don't think that would be in anybody's best interest, and not in the interest of the office itself.
A senator has rode in behind the Taoiseach after his spat with the media, accusing them of lies. Leo Varadkar came in for criticism after telling a group of people in New York that he sympathised with Donald Trump's criticism of the media. Mr. Varadkar has since said he profoundly regrets if anyone thinks he doesn't support the work of journalists. Speaking in the Shannon, David Norris says the Taoiseach was ill-advised to align himself with Donald Trump, but he had this to say about the media.
The media gets into a hysteria at the slightest criticism of them. What I can tell you from my experience, they lie and lie and lie again.
And it's now 14 minutes past five and time's latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. You're welcome back to Ballyliffin Golf Club here on the coast of Inishowen as Pro-Am Day comes to an end. We'll get some reaction to how the Pro-Am Day has progressed here down at the Glashidi Links in fantastic conditions for golf. Yes, it is a bit warm, but for spectators and for players and supporters and those that took part in the Pro-Am, it really has set the scene perfectly ahead of the first round, which gets underway tomorrow. But in the meantime, we're going to start with Gaelic Games news. And Michael Murphy says the Donegal players are not thinking about the situation with the venue and questions over the venue for their Super 8 meeting with Dublin. Donegal officials are set to meet with the GAA tomorrow as they seek to clarify and have their Super 8 game with Dublin moved from Croke Park. The format agreed at Congress last year says all sides will play their first games at Croke Park with home and away ties to follow. With Dublin also using Croke Park as a home venue for the game with Armagh, the Donegal County Board is seeking to ensure no team has any advantage over any other team. Speaking at Ballyliffin today, the Donegal captain Michael Murphy says the players are just merely focused on the on-the-pitch activity which has to come in the first of the games and the last eight.
Well, I suppose the first group of games, as far as I'm aware, really looking at this morning, is our Croke Park games. So that's set in stone. That's been passed in Congress, where everyone has been at. I think it's just the game thereafter. What I suppose everybody is trying to wonder and get their head around. But I think as the weeks pass, it will iron out. And I think, I suppose, as the year passes too, they'll look at ways of improving and tweaking it if need be. But at the moment, as a group of players, you're just so excited to get stuck into it as a Super 8 and to get stuck into it as a team, and that's what we'll do.
Donegal GA captain Michael Murphy speaking earlier today here at Ballyliffin, where he was involved in a GAA challenge. They erected Gaelic Games posts at the side of the course, and they had Paul Dunn and Shane Lowry taking some tips from Murphy and Kerry's Kieran Donaghy. And then the two golfers, Dunn and Lowry, gave some golfing tips to the two boys, and there was a bit of target practice with a gong underneath the crossbar. It was interesting to watch. It was all a bit of fun before everybody, of course, headed out on their the first round of the Pro-Am. Elsewhere in Gaelic Games, the Donegal Under-16s are playing Galway this evening. That's in the All-Ireland Football Semi-Final. That game is in Colonia and Sligo. Throw-in time is at 7:30. So then, up next here on Highland Sport, it's golf live from Ballyliffin.
Live coverage on Highland Radio Sport from the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open at Ballyliffin is brought to you by Audi Sligo, your authorised Audi dealer for the Northwest. Find out more at audisligo.ie.
So then, former Republic of Ireland goalkeeper Shay Given was pleased with his performance at today's Dubai Duty Free Irish Open Pro-Am. The Lifford man, who is joining Derby County in a coaching capacity, was playing with professional Dylan Fertelli. Shay actually finished his round with one of his best shots of the day.
Lovely, yeah. It's nice to finish with a birdie in front of the crowd around the last hole there. But, it's been a great day. The weather's been fantastic and, the golf was good. Playing with Dylan Fratelli, who's a fantastic guy as well and a great golfer, of course. So, I really enjoyed the experience. My first Pro-Am ever. So I was a bit nervous at the start, but I enjoyed it out there.
You're a great ambassador for the county. This is a fantastic advertisement here today for Donegal,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, when it starts getting viewed across the world and millions watching, they'll be thinking it's like Donegal, I guess, every day. So, it's unbelievable, the weather. You can see everyone's here enjoying themselves and you know, with the beach in the background and the scenery here is second to none. And, you know, we're slightly biased because we're from Donegal, but it's, for me, the best beautiful county in Ireland. You know, it's such beautiful scenery. I played Port Salon yesterday to get ready for today, and that's another fantastic course and a beautiful beach as well, and there's so many lovely beaches up and down the coast of Donegal. So you know, as you say, it's a great advert for Donegal.
There you go, that's former Republic of Ireland goalkeeper Shay Given speaking to me earlier today as he came off the course of following his round at the Pro-Am, and he was pleased with his performance there today. Playing along with snooker legend Dennis Taylor, and also in that group as well, was the professional Dylan Fertelli. There's more from Shay Given, and indeed other pieces from the course down here on our website. Go to the sports section, highlandradio.com. As you heard in the news, the Rory Foundation, who are hosting the Irish Open, have been very, very generous today. Confirmation that they're set to donate €100,000 to the Donegal Hospice. Meanwhile, Rory also says that he's fully prepared for a tilt at winning this year's Irish Open. It's a tournament that he won just once in his career. That came 2 years ago in 2016 at the K Club. He feels he was undercooked arriving at the first tee at Port Stewart 12 months ago, but that won't be the case, he says, at Ballyliffin here tomorrow.
There's been a couple of times where I just haven't felt as prepared as I could have been walking onto the first tee on Thursday. So, you know, got here Monday morning, practiced all day Monday afternoon. You know, was here yesterday at 8 o'clock, and you know, so I've done my work. You know, so there's no excuse about not being prepared or not.
So, is this going to be another one in the Irish Open for Rory McIlroy? We'll find out, of course, come Sunday. But the general talk is around here that it's going to be between John Rahm and Rory McIlroy come Sunday. We're going to have to wait to see if that battle actually develops. Elsewhere, golf broadcaster Shane O'Donoghue is an Irishman who has worked with the biggest media outlets across the world. His current post is with CNN. We spoke to him earlier today on the 9 till noon show, and Shane says this event is the fifth major for the Irish competitors.
This is my second time in Donegal in my life. In this instance, I'm forced to come to Donegal because this is where the fifth major is taking place. That's how I call the Irish Open. It's the fifth major. You know, there are four majors in the world. Everyone talks about it. What's the fifth? Is it the Players' Championship in America?
Do you believe that?
I believe it, actually, to be honest with you, because it is our fifth major.
Yeah.
And if you talk, if you talk to Padraig Harrington, you know, it is up there in terms of importance for them. with regard to their career, with regard to their achievements. So I completely buy into that. The Irish Open has come to Donegal for the first time ever, and we're at an incredible place.
That is Shane O'Donoghue, a golf broadcaster and journalist working with some of the biggest media outlets across the world over the last 10 years or so, and currently with CNN, saying that this is the fifth major for the Irish contenders. We were, of course, following the stories throughout Pro-Am and following the scores as well on the boards. I see that there is three teams now tied on 22 under. These scores have been adjusted throughout the day, okay? So Team Knox is out in the course at the moment. They sit in 22 under alongside Team Paisley. So Knox is Russell Knox, of course, of Scotland. England's Chris Paisley, also at 22 under. And Lee Westwood, who's actor James Nesbitt playing with them, they're 22 under as well. They're currently sharing a top spot. The winner of the Pro-Am, of course, will be confirmed later. Graham McDowell, who had the team of Paddy McDermott, John McGeoghan and John Farn, the local men here from Ballyliffin, the presidents, the club captain and the general manager. Well, they were leading on their own for quite a bit early on, but then they were joined by the team that featured John Ram. Since then, they haven't appeared at the top of the leaderboard. There has been some score adjustments, but it will all be finalised later on tonight, and who's going to be crowned the winner of the Pro-Am. But it certainly has been a fantastic day here for our first full day of coverage from the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open down at Ballyliffin Golf Club. The first round proper is tomorrow, and if you are coming here for the first round, our advice is to get early. Listen, there's ample parking around the vicinity here, so there is if you don't want to come as far as the course, you can go to Buncrana and the surrounding towns, the likes of Carndonagh as well. There will be shuttle buses coming in as far as the course, but the best advice is to get here early, go onto the course, and find yourself a good spot in the morning, and you can watch all the players going through, grab yourself a bite to eat. Then in the afternoon, likewise, it's get a different spot on the course, and you can follow all the players, and by all accounts the weather forecast is going to be good for tomorrow as well. In relation to tickets, yes, you will need a ticket again, but you can purchase your tickets at the gate as you enter the Ballyliffin venue tomorrow as well. The first of the groups will be out on the course at around 7:30, starting on the first hole. It's going to be Mark Foster from England with Ashan Wei from China and Pedro Oral of Spain. Also going at 7:30 tomorrow morning, but from the 10th, Ryan Evans, Fabrizio Zanetti and Marcus Kjernholt of Sweden. That's the two groups that will go out first. They will, of course, be keeping a very close eye on some of the other players who will be taken to the course. I see Rory McGee there, the guy who's represented Rossapenna. Very, very strong connections to Donegal, and of course was the nephew of Micheál McGee, who was one of the broadcasters here with Highlands, one of our GAA correspondents through the years. And Rory is taking to the course tomorrow, and in around 9:30 is the time for Rory McGee when he takes to the course. And there will of course be other men, the likes of John Rahm will be out on the course tomorrow morning, as will Rory McIlroy. John Rahm's actually away at 8:20, starting on the 10th. He's in the same group as Graham McDowell. 1:10 is the time for Rory McIlroy as he will take to the course for his first round. And there will be, as expected, a huge group. We've seen it today in the Pro-Am, how many people was following Rory McIlroy. It's going to be a similar case come the first round tomorrow. So that's the story of the day from the golf here at Ballyliffin. We will be back with more live material for you tomorrow morning, just after the 8 news. We'll be joining Lee Gooch on Breakfast Live from the course. Let's go to some of the other sporting news. The first round draw for the FAI Senior Cup took place earlier today. Of the three Northwest sides in the drum, Cockhill Celtic are the only team to secure a home draw. Gavin Collins, Ulster Senior League champions, will face League of Ireland opposition in the form of Limerick FC. Foon Harps and Derry City will be on the road in the opening round as Harps go to Bray Wanderers, and Derry have non-league opposition in Blarney United from Cork. Also, Sligo Rovers will be at home to Longford Town. Holders Cork City have been drawn to Home Farm, and last year's runner-up Dundalk will welcome Cove Ramblers to Oriel Park. Those ties will be played across the weekend from the 10th to the 12th of August. Here's Cockhill Celtic manager Gavin Cullen on their kind draw in the Cup.
Delighted with the home draw. Delighted that it's a Premier Division club and a big club, so it should be a big occasion for the club as well, you know. Over the last few years in national competitions, we've had a nightmare with draws. So So we've been everywhere. We've been in Cork, we've been in Dublin regular, we've been everywhere, and we're just delighted. First and foremost, the home draw was the key, and to get a Premier Division club was just a bonus from it. You know, this is only the second time in the club's history we've got this part of the tournament. We've played League of Ireland oppositions the last 6 years, 7 years in a row in the EA Sports Cup, and we've given a good account of ourselves each time.
As Gavin Cullen, Cockhill Celtic manager, there's more from Gavin on the website, highlandradio.com. That's it for today from Ballyliffin Maquila. We're going to enjoy the rest of the sunshine today out on the course, and we'll be back with more from the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. And finally, for weather now, staying warm, dry and sunny for the rest of the day across most of the northwest, but a few patches of mist and low cloud will develop in western coastal areas this evening. Lowest temperatures tonight off 11 to 13 degrees and mainly light northwest winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Fine Gael has been accused of not caring about rural Ireland. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle was speaking in the Dáil today, where he challenged the Taoiseach to outline his plan to curb depopulation, increase local trade and create real substantial supports across communities in rural Ireland. Following today's Dubai Duty Free Irish Open Pro-Am in Ballyliffin, the Rory Foundation has announced it is donating €100,000 to the Donegal Hospice. The announcement was made at a press conference by Rory McIlroy this afternoon. The trial of a teenager accused of raping a 16-year-old girl in County Donegal has continued in legal argument today in the absence of the jury. The accused, now aged 19, has denied one charge of rape and one of sexually assaulting the girl on March the 18th, 2016. And plans for the three-school campus in Buncrana are said to be progressing positively. A briefing meeting for Fine Gael members has been told discussions on the acquisition of a preferred site for the project are moving forward. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 4th of July. The death has occurred of David Enfield, 280 Back Lane, Remelton. His remains will repose at his late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral service in St. Paul's Church of Ireland, Remelton, on Friday at 12 noon, with private cremation in Lakeland Crematorium, Cavan, at 4 o'clock that afternoon. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member, or Conmacdade Funeral Directors, Letterkenny. The death has taken place of Oliver Hegarty, 159 Laurel Drive, Strabane, formerly of Ballymagorry. His remains will repose at his home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Sacred Heart Cemetery, Derry Road, Strabane. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Northwest Cancer Centre, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. And the death has occurred of Jim Garvey, Crossroads, Killigordon. His remains will repose at his home until 10 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:45 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice or Cancer Research, care of any family member.